Hello guys, I'm your host, Rhubarb Osman, and you're listening to Rhubarb Thoughts, episode 1. Today we'll be talking about this great film that I highly recommend to, I feel like, mostly teenagers, because it does relate to teenagers more so than adults, even parents. I feel like if parents want to get more insight of what teenagers may go through on a daily basis, it's a great film. It's called All the Bright Places by Brett Haley. It really just relates to teenagers nowadays and their mental health. People always seem to say that anxiety, depression, just disorders in general are never going to be a dinner table conversation. And honestly, they aren't wrong. Nowadays, even sadness cannot be a talkable subject because everyone seems to like laugh it off, which is common with parents to teen ratio. Every parent is different in their own way. But the most common thing that I have seen that happens in almost every family is, of course, the talk about their feelings. And that seems to always go downhill. All the Bright Places show that not being able to express what's going on in your mind can easily affect your well-being and social life, and I can personally relate to it, and I know a lot of my friends can too. And it just comes to the thing of how much can you talk about your feelings, how much can you express to your parents of how you truly feel and what's going on in your mind. And sometimes we really can't know what's going on, and we really can't express it to ourselves, so it's harder to express the people that we love. There's this great quote that I would like to read off that it was from the All the Bright Places. Excuse me. It is, "We are all alone, trapped in these bodies in our own minds. And however company we have in this life, it's always fleeting and superficial." To me, I feel like it defines how most of us, especially the younger generation, deal with on a day-to-day basis. Our mind is something that only ourselves could really truly understand, and it doesn't matter how much we tell people or how much we can be like fully expressing how we feel within us. Physical pain will always be easy to catch on than trying to figure out what's going on with mental and emotional pain. And it's something that no one except ourselves can really catch on. And sometimes it's too late and we really are in a downhill spiral because we don't understand what's going on, or we've never really been taught that these emotions are okay to feel. But I would want to say daily needs, social presence, and health are the things that are topics that are always brought up in school subjects. But how come mental health and sexuality and self-defense isn't taught in our daily educated lives? Things like this should be more open in school subjects, yet it's brought up in inappropriate, and it's not a good thing to talk about. And somehow we have to go to the counselor to talk about these certain things, which is great that we have counselors in our school. But personally, I feel like counselors can do so much. They want to hear our feelings and know what's going on and then try to help out. But what do we have questions that are more into what teachers can help us and how we can really truly understand our minds and how what type of disorders are out there, or what is at truly depression, what is truly anxiety, and things like that. Yet for us, it comes to a point where we have to get classes like out of school to learn that. We have this very great opportunity. All these teenagers and kids have these great opportunities to go to school and learn something. And I feel like this type of thing should be learned. Having to know what these thoughts are, and that sometimes they are normal to think of, should be something that is brought up in school. And I'm not saying our school system is bad or anything. I think it's something that we can change for all of us. And personally, I would 100% listen to kids talking about their feelings and kids talking about what's going on in their minds. And I would want to learn more questions and what people just like me think in their minds. And it's something that I've always wanted to have in school. And I had this great counselor. I loved her. She was an amazing person. And she was my grade 6, grade 7 counselor. she was someone who was literally amazing, and she knew exactly what to talk about. And the questions I asked were usually about mental health, because I always liked that type of thing, going into the mind of people and knowing what's truly going on with them. And she taught me everything I needed to know. She taught me everything I wanted to know, but there was so much more even after I left elementary school. And young teenagers need to be accepted and educated and feel comfortable knowing that certain things they deal with are normal. Being shamed is one thing, but especially being shamed for something they don't know about it isn't ideal for a young teenager's lives and or their minds. All the Bright Places has this guy who tries in all of his power to make this girl happy after the loss of her sister. Yet he's fighting his own battle of his own mind, and he can't fight anymore for himself. It is really brought up in actual world these days, and having an everyday thought of not being able to understand an emotion that are shown in different ways. Sometimes the way we express our feelings, the parents think it's just a normal teenage behavior, which most of the time is just a way for the teenager to show that they need someone, that they need to have someone to understand them. They need to have someone to relate to them in a way that maybe others can't. And personally, I feel like there's so much more to life than having to say, what are you doing? How's your day? Things like that. There's more for us to say, how are you? Truly, how do you feel? Like, what is going on? And I will want to help. And maybe friends are not enough for your mental health. Therapists are amazing. I personally recommend therapists too. But it comes to, we need to be educated on so much more in this life than the world war and everything like that. I understand that that's something that we have to learn, but there's more things that really do happen every single day that we need to learn and we need to grasp in our mind so we can truly help other people, or even if you want to be in that type of career. Because I want to be a criminal psychologist. I want to go into the minds of criminals. I want to know why they did these certain things and what came in their mind and how they grew up to have these type of thoughts. These are things I want to learn, and looking at documentaries can do, again, so much for you. But again, that's not enough. And how much can we do as a society and as our community to learn and teach kids that having to deal with not being good enough and feeling like you don't, or you will never have a beautiful body, or you're never going to be amazing to someone, or not even going to be lovable to yourself, is something that we need to learn in schools. We need people to listen and understand us, and we need people to have that, not that attention towards us, but just that knowledge, knowing that we sometimes have these thoughts and it's hard for us to process. And All the Bright Places really, really just brought up that that school system that was shown in the movie was really just not, it was not a good representation of how schools are supposed to be. And I love North Delta. I think it's a great school. I go there for almost 3 years. I love that school. But it comes to the thing where I don't want to always go to my counselor to ask her a question. I want to go to class knowing we're going to be talking about that type of question. We're going to be knowing more about those topics and going into it. And I'm excited because I am taking psychology in grade 11, and I'm so excited to learn those type of things. And I'm taking family studies and things like that. I'm so excited to learn those type of things, but I wish I learned it when I was in grade 8, grade 9, and grade 10. I wish I had that type of knowledge before knowing all of a sudden this huge topic in grade 11. I wanted, even there, if there's subtopics in certain subjects, it's a great way for us to form some type of knowledge, even subtype information that we can explain to so many different people. And All the Bright Places is something that I personally related to, especially with the guy who struggled with himself, but he helped everyone else, and he tried to make this girl so happy, even when she felt so low, that it was hard for him to understand himself. And the way he expressed himself was fighting people and screaming and running away for a couple days and just not having contact with anyone. That's something that, of course, I've really never done, like running away from my family, but I have gone to fights. I have had screaming situations where I fought people for no reason and I blamed them for my emotions, which is something that I sincerely apologize to them, because that's a horrible thing to do, but it's something that I don't understand why I'm feeling this. I don't understand why it comes into my mind and I have to just get angry all of a sudden. And it just makes me upset that I have to put it on other people, but it comes to a point where I have no one else to talk to except going to the counselor and saying, expressing everything I feel, and them just giving me a little feedback of the things I can do to help, but not really truly understand what it is, you know. And I think there's so much more for me to learn, but I don't want to be asking and praising people for me to learn those subjects. I should be able to already have those subjects occurring in my school, like day-to-day school basis. And personally, I feel like everyone can do so much better than having to be stuck in a place where we can't understand who we are. And I feel like All the Bright Places is something that maybe even teachers should watch, and maybe teachers can have a little, just a little bit of knowledge of maybe some of our teenagers or even your students are dealing with. And if they feel off one day, you can understand maybe they're dealing with something and it's something that they need to talk about, or there is something that they just need just someone to understand, and why, and they just want to understand themselves. All we do want to do is just understand how we feel and why are we feeling all these emotions that are going on in our mind. And it's something that I can't put that much knowledge. I can't help all my friends. I'm not Superman. Like, I can't do so much for people. And I don't have that much knowledge. I just know so much in documentaries and Google and things like that. And I feel like our school system, not even our school system, just having that common knowledge for even anyone would be easier for us to just go up to them and ask them certain questions. And again, I believe that All the Bright Places showed that there is more to someone's mind than them just smiling at you and saying they're okay. There's so much more to someone than them just helping you and then they are going home feeling all alone and kind of broken. I don't like saying the word broken because no one really truly is broken. It's just that feeling of knowing that maybe I'll never ever be good enough and I'll always feel this type of worthlessness in me. And that's something that I feel like most teenagers deal with, and it's something that comes with how social media represents us and how other people represent us. And it's, we have this type of like kind of like street name. It's like not a street name. Well, when I say street name, it's more like something that other people think of us. Like when you look at 15 to 18 year olds, we are the bad kids. We are the ones who like doing drugs and alcohol. We like starting problems. When it's not that, it's us trying to express that we need more help. It's us trying to express that there's so much more we want, but we cannot get. And it's our parents think of us in a way as it's our normal teenage behavior when it's not. It's just us wanting them to know and understand. And if we can have even a teacher understand, or even just a principal to go to and just truly understand that, like, we need more than just saying that these emotions are normal and that you can go to a counselor to talk about them. Because it isn't enough. And we need something that truly is enough for us to go out of school and be like, I'm okay. I'm happy and I understand what's going on. And I know how to fix me. Not fix me, but I know how to just give enough knowledge that when I get into a situation like this, I just back up and I think about it. And I think about what I learned and what is going on in my mind. And you know what? I feel like we can learn so much. And personally, I highly, again, highly, highly recommend All the Bright Places. I cried in that film. It was a really sad movie. And the ending was absolutely, oh, it broke my heart, the ending. Because again, we don't know how much someone is fighting in their own mind. And we don't know how much it's going to affect them that they're going to do something that's going to just be so upsetting, and knowing that we could have done something, or even if we had enough just insight about it, we could have helped. But you know what, it comes to the thing of how much is our words gonna really help someone, and it truly does help, and I do believe in that. And now I just really want to talk about personally my opinion. I personally feel like this movie really shows out the basis of teenagers nowadays. It is a great way to show the younger audience that the emotions they feel is a normal thing, that they are not alone. I do believe the world can be beautiful yet very cruel at the same time. But if there are ways more people could understand that we can't just show up everywhere with a smile on our face, ready to go, because that is never always going to be for everyone. We can't always smile and say we are fine, because it's tiring to have that fake mask. It's exhausting to go somewhere knowing that these people don't understand, so I have to smile it out and just act the way I do usually when it's not happiness and butterflies and unicorns. It's sadness that we have to feel, and it's emotions that we need to express. And even if they don't want to listen, it's something that us teenagers think that is our words, and the way we express ourselves is shameful, and when it's not, and it's something that we have to go through. And even I know, like, people out of high school who feel this, just like this emotion that it never seems to go away. And I think it's this loneliness that we feel. It's this thing of, because so many people rejected us, or so many people could not understand us, or we thought they didn't, we had built this block of no one can come through anymore, and no one will ever want to listen, so I'm not gonna let them. And even if they ask, I'm gonna walk away, or I'm just gonna say I don't want to. And that's something that I wish a lot of my friends, or even other teenagers, didn't do. But it's something that I personally have done. I've put a wall up, knowing that there isn't something you can help. Like, there isn't a way for you to help me. There isn't a way for you to understand me. So I'm not going to let you understand me. I'm not going to let you put me in a position where I don't feel good enough. So I'm just going to not talk anymore. And I don't want other people to go through that. But it's something that I know people will still go through if we don't have this type of easy talkable subject in schools and places and in our own homes too. And again, I never ever want to shame anyone. I never ever want to put anyone down. I never want to say school systems suck, because they don't. I've learned so much in school. I've learned so much about certain topics, but it comes to, we can do so much more. We can help so many more people. We can do so much with our words and even a little bit of knowledge, just tiny bit of knowledge. We can do so much, and I truly believe that, because I'm 16 years old and I've learned so much just by watching certain documentaries, searching up certain things, and actually helping people. Like, I've helped a few people go through their battles. Yes, I go through certain battles myself that it's hard for me to understand, But I've learned how to control myself, and I've learned, you know, how to really express myself without really talking to someone, you know, just at home. If it could be midnight, I put music on and I just listen to the music and I just let myself breathe for a second. And that's something I truly love that I did. And I'm happy that I learned to have an understanding, because if we all were able to do research and we're all able to do so much, we could have had that same understanding. We don't have to, you know, again, end our life or just be in this trapped thought of saying that no one's gonna listen, so I'm never ever going to let anyone accept me or even let anyone in. So yeah, that's all I thought I was gonna talk about more, but I have so many other things to talk about in the next episode, and I have so much more to talk about, and it's been really great talking. Like, I actually love talking today, and I think that it's time for me to go, because I want some smoothies, eat something healthy today, and just like enjoy the rest of your day and just chill and just have fun. And I really just hope quarantine is not taking so much out of you guys, and I hope everyone's having just a great time and just, you know, watching Netflix movies. And you can especially come and text me or email me or whatever for any type of movies, because I have nothing to watch anymore, and it's really sad because I think I watched the entire Netflix. Like, I literally watch Netflix. Like, that's all I've been doing. But wish you guys have again a great day or even night. All love. Goodbye. Hello guys, I'm your host Ruba Osman, and you're listening to Ruba Thoughts episode 2. Okay, so it's crazy to realize that I'm making another episode, because I'm a very lazy person, and that's another thing. I feel like quarantine got me really, really, really lazy, and I don't know if that's with just me or just everyone, but I don't like getting out of my bed. I don't like getting ready anymore, and I feel just very lazy, and now, like, my mind is just everywhere, and it's been really crazy, and school has been crazy, and I'm just making myself just crazy by thinking about school and just doing my homework and everything. But yeah, my mind has just gone crazy, and I hope you guys are enjoying quarantine in some way possible. I've been trying to watch TV. Actually, I don't have a TV. I don't even have a TV. I only have Netflix and YouTube. If anyone has, like, actual, like, channels, like, what? How do you use that? I literally cannot watch, like, when I go to my grandparents, I literally cannot watch any type of TV. Like, I get so bored. Like, I get so bored. And I think that's the thing. Quarantine got me bored so easily. I cannot, like, I can sit around looking at the wall for so long, even though I'm bored, but, like, for some reason, that entertains me a little bit. Like, I'm just looking at the wall. Like, why is it white? How was it built? Why is it so thick? Like, things like that. Like, I don't understand why I'm asking so many questions about this wall of mine, but I just am. But let's just get straight into this. We'll be talking about girls and boys' mental health. We'll be talking about just certain questions that some people, or the most common questions some people ask about mental health. And I just want to go straight into it, because I think it's gonna be a fun yet maybe sad topic. We'll see. I'll make it as happy as possible. I'll try to ask some jokes. Maybe not. I'm not good at making jokes myself. My mom told me millions of times not to say any jokes, because they're somehow gonna make me embarrassed or embarrassing. I don't even know how to English write. I don't know if some of you guys speak your own language at home, but I do, and I haven't spoken like any English or barely any English. So when I speak English, I somehow mess up all my words, and it's so embarrassing. But let's just go into that. I would say, now there are a lot of people who think that boys don't deal with emotions. And I'm gonna prove you wrong. They do deal with a lot of emotions, and they do struggle with just their mindset and how they feel. And the other thing is, like, body shame. Like, they feel very, like, low about how they look, because for some reason, if you don't have TikTok, then you don't understand. Sorry, it's for the popular kids. But TikTok is this, I would say, a very funny app to use, but it also is very toxic in a way. They put down each other, like, everyone put down each other. Everyone, like, is making fun of each other in some way possible. And a lot of this is just teenagers being teenagers. Not really. It's just them being so disrespectful and so, oh my God. But there's a lot of girls who have this perspective or this ideal man, and usually it involves muscles. Personally, I'm a 16-year-old, I'm not gonna say anything, but you know what, Zac Efron, like, that's all I'm gonna say, Zac Efron, like, I don't want to say anymore, but yeah, it's just, there is this, like, body type that girls like, that guys sometimes cannot have, like, they don't have that, it doesn't matter how much they try, just, it doesn't work for them, and that's okay, and that's that thing that guys have to struggle with, like, you have to look a certain way for a girl to like you, which is completely wrong. I do not believe that. I believe that every body is perfect. Oh, I hate saying perfect. I hate saying perfect. Everybody is beautiful. I'll go into more of why I don't like saying perfect, but anyways, I feel like it comes to a point where a lot of girls get upset when guys put these girls in these type of boxes that I'm so sorry. These type of boxes that they have to look a certain way for the guy to feel attracted towards them. And I feel like that's so wrong. That's so, so wrong. But now girls are doing it, and guys are feeling so low about themselves. And it comes to the point where, like, it's messing up with their mental health. And for some reason, guys have this thing of they cannot express. They don't want to express how they feel. And that's okay. I can understand, because for some reason, guys have to be the tough one, and girls have to be the weak and always expressing their emotions, like, oh my God, I'm so sad, like, that type of thing. No, I truly believe that there are guys and girls can feel the same type of emotions, feel like they aren't good enough, feel like their body isn't beautiful, and that is a normal thing. And again, for all everyone, some days are even harder than others, and the hardest thing is trying to explain to someone, it's not like something's happened or anything, it's just that you're sad. And it's that feeling that comes out, and you just feel alone. And that's something that a lot of people cannot explain. And it's just that, it's just one day you wake up and you have this, just this sadness in you, and you don't know what it's from, or you don't know why it's happening, but you just feel very low, and you just don't want to talk to anyone. And when you try to explain that to someone, it just ends up coming out very wrong. And a lot of the younger generations deal with the thought of knowing that whatever they feel, and that they don't want anyone else to feel that way. So also, they don't want to be that burden. It's that thing of they don't want to be a burden, and they don't want to put any of their type of problems on others. So they just shut them down, and the feeling just keeps growing, and it just keeps going. And then there's this type of hole of, like, It's just this emptiness in their heart, and it just gets really, like, deeper and deeper, and it just gets this, because, of course, I'm that type of person who never, I'm being honest, I will never try to put my problems on people who struggle with their problems already, and they don't, it's just that thing of, like, I don't want you to feel the way I do, so I'm gonna put everything in my power to make you feel better. And if that means your feelings or your emotions will be on top of me, I'm fine with it. And a lot of people I know do that, and it's so upsetting. But it's like, of course, no one wants anyone to feel upset and sad and angry and feel like they aren't enough for anyone. So why are you gonna ignore it when you can do something about it? And that's something that I do. That's something that I know so many other people do. And the other thing is, guys, I've never heard any guy do that, but I feel like guys do that. When they have a girlfriend or they have a friend that's struggling, they would probably be there more for them and, you know, help them out. And it's that thing of, like, they don't want to express themselves because that makes them look weak. And I don't think guys know that it's actually a little bit attractive when guys express their emotions and guys express how they feel. And oh my god, literally all my guy friends are gonna be like, oh my god, I'm so sad, do you like me now? I'm like, no. But yeah, it's just that thing of, you know, it's okay, even if you having two people who struggle the most, it's a good thing too, because you can both relate and both help each other equally than having someone have this huge wrecking ball on top of them, knowing that their emotions of that other person is just going on to you, and it's stressful, and it's a lot to handle. And other things that happen is, like, a lot of teenagers and even boys, they lose their motivation. The time goes so quickly with them when they are in this type of shutting down feeling. They lose sleep. They sometimes lose appetite. They sometimes lose their appetite, or they eat a lot more. Like, they binge eat. That's something I do when I feel sad. It comes and goes. Sometimes I barely eat, or sometimes I eat so much that I feel like sick. But it's something that I forget my emotions when I'm eating. And I've learned that's not a good thing. So I'm on this, I exercise. I love exercising. Oh my god, I'm sorry, but I've come to the point where now I'm exercising and I love it. And a lot of people out there are gonna literally be like, how are you doing that? I don't understand. I love exercises. I love watching videos of people exercising. Is that a weird thing? Like, I just love just knowing, like, type of, like, new exercises that are coming out, and I can do them, and it just feels good. So that's something that I've been doing. If I feel stressed out or if I feel really sad, I'll start exercising, and at the end of the day, you're doing something good. Like, I'm becoming healthier while battling my own type of battles. I'm helping it in a way that I feel healthy, I feel good, I feel like I'm doing something with my life. And especially in quarantine, there's not a lot of things you can do right now. And just even, like, going through getting a TV, or if you have, like, those, like, TVs that you can, like, add YouTube and, like, you add Netflix, just putting the TV on and just exercising, or just, like, doing something like painting or anything like that. It feels good. I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it. I want to exercise right now. I just want to exercise right now. But yeah, it's just something that just feels so good. And, like, sometimes, again, let's get into the thought, like, thoughts and just mindset. Thoughts are something that cannot go away. Well, if you guys can have a blank, like, mind, can you, like, help me? Because I always think about something. Like, it'll be so random, but I'll be thinking, and then I'll start going, like, a little bit, just, like, me thinking about how I look and things like that. It just happens. It's something that sometimes I can't even control, I'm gonna be honest. And every day, you will have your mind barely working, or it's so full that you have a headache. I feel like teachers have said that. Their students give them a headache because how much the students are, like, acting up and everything. I'm a good child, I guess. I'm just kidding. I think I've irritated my teachers a little bit. I talk a lot. It's because when I talk, I forget what I'm thinking, and it feels good. And it feels like the more I talk, I'll never be able to, like, remember what I'm talking about. Remember what I'm thinking about. And that's something that I honestly apologize to most of my teachers, but it's something that it's just easier for me when I'm if I'm in a place where, like, I can't process what the teacher's talking about, and it's, like, my mind is going, like, in a loophole, and I'm just, like, I'm just struggling, I'll start talking, and it'll be a nonstop until I feel like it's good, and I feel like my mind is clear a little bit. So that's something I do, and I feel like a lot of people get irritated when I do it, like, when I'm, like, talking constantly, but it's something that, it's the one way I can kind of escape. And I apologize to most of my teachers that have to deal with this. I'm literally so sorry. Like, I don't mean to do that. It just comes out, and I just keep talking, and I keep talking. And other thing is having those thoughts that sometimes I have, like, really, like, just not bad thoughts, but it's just mostly about my body, and it's just about feeling like everyone hates me, even when I know that not my friends, of course, love me, but it's just that thing of, like, maybe they hate me. And it is scary to know that some people, like, other people except me, have these thoughts that turn into, like, darkness, and that only they can listen to, and they're never be able to share. Like, it's really hard having these type of thoughts and explaining to someone, and explaining why they have them, and explaining what's going on. Others may never relate to this, but it does not mean they shouldn't try to understand the words that you say, and can be an ongoing thought someone has who just wants to stop feeling their heart breaking and their mood changing and having fake laughs to please others. And that's that thing. It's like same with smiling. And the last episode I talked about how people just smile so other people know that it's okay, like, I'm fine, I'm okay. But it's tiring to please everyone just because you think they're never gonna understand, or they just don't want to listen. And I want to go into 4 questions I've actually had. It was very common, and I searched it up just to see if it was pretty much common, and it is. A lot of people ask, what is the feeling? Because a lot of people say, I have this type of feeling, and they don't know how to explain it. And so one of the questions is, what is the feeling? I will try to explain it the best way possible, but a lot of, like, the feeling is different for everyone else. I'm gonna just explain to me, like, what the feeling is. So the feeling is different, again, for everyone who deals with it. But for me, it's like this non-stop loneliness, and it's just the feeling that I disappoint everyone around me, like, every single day. I can be in a room, like, full of people, yeah, feel like the loneliness and drained out with nothing feeling real. And I have talked to my friends about it that have related to this, and it's great talking about it to people who have dealt with this and have struggled with this. And it's something that I never understood, but it's just when I'm around so many people, I do get a little bit overwhelmed. My anxiety does go a little high up the roof because I don't know how to talk. Imagine, like, I literally said, like, I talk so much, but it's like the thing is, I talk so much, but it's always about random things. And or I will listen a lot just because when they're talking, of course, it goes into my mind. Excuse me, why am I so but it goes into my mind, and I'm like repeating what they're saying or they're talking about, so I don't have to think about my own thoughts. And that's something that I have dealt with. I've dealt with just, like, zoning out, but they think I'm, like, thinking about so many random things, but it's literally me just repeating their words in my mind and everything, so I don't have to really listen to what I actually think about. And you know what, again, going with anxiety, I struggle with anxiety, and it's something that I've always dealt with. And I know a lot of people struggle with anxiety and depression, and they still get happy, and they still can have fun. And that's one of the questions do the depressed still have happiness? To me, I struggle with anxiety. I do have those moments where I'm very depressed, I guess, and I'm very sad, and just I don't want to talk to anyone. And I'm gonna be honest, I've had many, many, many memories of me being so genuinely happy. Yes, the depressed, I don't like saying depressed, I just feel like that's such an upsetting word, but the ones who struggle with depression, anxiety, they do find some sort of happiness. It's not this, again, the third question would be, is it permanent? No, it is not. It comes and goes with everyone. It's this, it will be this thought that happens for a full week, and it's just this tiring emotion that you feel for maybe a week, and then it'll stop feeling this for a couple of days or even a week, and it comes and goes. It's never like a permanent feeling that you have every single day, but it is that it comes to this point where it's, oh, I hate feeling this, and I'll stay in that type of, oh, I hate feeling like so worthless for like maybe a couple of days, but then I'll have like this hype all of a sudden, and I just feel so great, and I just want to do everything in the world, and I just want to run a marathon, and just actually I'll never want to run a marathon, doesn't matter how happy I am, I'm not running a marathon, no way, Jose, I'm so sorry. But yeah, it's just that type of feeling. And the last question is, I have so much to talk about with the last question, I'm sorry, but is it their fault they feel this way? Absolutely not. It is not their fault that they feel this way. And if someone is telling you the way you feel is because of you and you're letting it happen, they are wrong in every single level. I am sorry, but they are wrong. No, I'm not actually sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry, but like they are wrong. They are wrong because no, it's not. You cannot control or know how to deal with your thoughts. You don't know how to have a moment to try to express how you feel and try to understand it because it's hard. So of course it's not your fault. Maybe that you have an off day, or maybe you feel upset, or maybe you just are fighting with people because you just can't deal with what's going on in your mind. Of course it's not your fault. And I think another thing that works is if you have this thing of everyone thinks it's your fault, go to therapy. I feel like therapy can actually work really well for people because it's a safe environment, and you can just explain to them, hey, like everyone makes it seem like it's my fault, and I just want to talk about it, and I just want to understand it. And 100% therapist will be saying, no, of course it's not your fault, why do you feel this, and it's gonna be asking you questions, gonna be asking you things, and it'll make you feel more safe and feel more comfortable about the fact that, like, no, this depression and anxiety isn't your fault. It's something that comes and goes. Sometimes it's even just, you know what, your parents deal with it, and the way your parents like raised you, you start having these type of thoughts, and it's something that is normal. I think it's just something that you have to deal with, and it's something that maybe is hard to express, but no, of course not, it's not your fault. And if someone is really like saying, oh, you make them uncomfortable because you're bothering them with these type of thoughts, and or you're always sad, like that's something that you have to rethink. Like, you have to talk to them in a calm way, of course, but you have to rethink who you really truly want to be friends with and who you want in your life, because at the end of the day, those type of people really don't deserve you, and those type of people never really want to be in your life because they are not worth it to be in your life. And I actually read in this article, I just don't remember the article, I'm not good at researching things, okay? I research things, I click it, I always try the reliable links, don't worry, I'm not, like, stupid. Well, that's, like, rude to say it to myself, I'm so sorry, but I'm not, like, dumb. Like, I find, like, the ones that are the best to read from, and in an article, it stated, it is, like, this is what it said in the article, it is believed that depression occurs because of an imbalance of important mood regulating chemicals in your brain called neurotransmitters. I hope I said that right. If I did not, I don't know how to explain it to you. But it's neurotransmitters. And so the way your mind is set and how you feel is something that is not your fault. And don't ever let anyone make it seem like it is. It's just something that happens in your mind, and it's something that it just occurs with your brain. I don't pass science that well, okay? I'm very bad at science. But it's just something that occurs with your brain, and same with anxiety. Anxiety is something that just happens. It's just something that grows on you. And even depression and anxiety, half the time too, it happens with trauma. Something that happens in your younger age or even like years ago, it holds on to you, and you end up having these type of feelings, and that ends up turning into anxiety, or you have these type of thoughts, and that it turns into depression and these type of things. So that is something that I do want to say, like, trauma could be a big thing. Even the, like, the way your parents raised you could be a big thing. The environment you grew up with could be another thing. There's so many different things that happen for you to have anxiety and depression, and don't think it's because you are making it happen that it's your fault, and that if you're making people uncomfortable by feeling this way, that's not okay in any sort of way. That's not okay for people to tell you that. And you know what? You can't please everyone. That's something I've learned. You cannot please every single person. You cannot let everyone define you and make you who you are. You have to do it yourself. You have to let people put you... You have to put people in their section, their space. Wow, this was a great podcast. I'm literally drained. But you just have to put people in their place. In their place. Oh my God, I got it. You have to put people in their place. You have to tell them that, hey, I struggle with this, and I don't really care how you put me in your little box or whatever, but I don't want you to blame me. I don't want you to say anything disrespectful about what I struggle with and things like that. And if they cannot understand, if they don't want to understand, then there's a way for you to be like, hey, I think it's best for us not to be friends, but I don't want any problems between us. And that's something that I've learned. I've done the bad way, of course, screaming at someone, telling them that they're horrible people. It's such a bad thing. Like, knowing that I'm saying this out loud is such... Like, anxiety and depression is such a horrible thing. And it does so much to you that you don't know how to think straight. You don't know how to do a lot of things right. And it's sad in a way, but you just need to know that at the end of the day, you're absolutely amazing. And you have so much in you to do such a big difference. And the other thing is, I want to say earlier, I said perfect, the word perfect. I don't believe in the word perfect. And I don't know if it's with everyone. Of course, it's not with everyone. But I just personally don't believe in the word perfect. I feel like perfect is such an overrated word. And it really does cause damage, personally. Especially on TikTok. For some reason, everyone calling everyone perfect. And it's like, because perfect is like, it's like, people have so many definitions of perfect, but a lot of people just put this word in such a bad way that it's there's no point of having it as a meaning, of having this as a word. And I want to say that everyone's imperfect, and that's what makes them absolutely gorgeous. All your flaws, all the things that, all the mistakes, or all the things you've said make you beautiful, make you who you are. So that's okay. That's a absolutely okay feeling, knowing that maybe you don't like something. It's fine. You don't need to, again, please anyone. You don't need to look at yourself and be like, I have to change for someone to want me or like me. That is absolutely wrong. And I feel like every single human being is absolutely gorgeous. There's nothing in my mind that I've ever looked at someone and say they are ugly or their eyes or whatever is ugly. Like, no way in the world anyone ugly. That's another word I don't like. Ugly. Like, I don't like that word at all. Because no one is ugly. Everyone is gorgeous and beautiful in their own way, or handsome. Guys always say, like, why are you calling me pretty? Like, I'm complimenting you. Like, why is that a bad thing? But, yeah, everyone is absolutely gorgeous, handsome, whatever it may be, they are. And you know what? You shouldn't be making these flaws make you seem ugly or whatever, because it's not. It absolutely isn't. Like, I have so many different flaws, but I've learned more and more every single day to point out these flaws and know that they make me who I am. They make me beautiful. And it's something that I need to still learn, but I know that me talking about this and having other people listen to me, it's letting them understand that, hey, you are who you are. And there's no way in the world that someone should make you change because of that. So I want to make a difference. And if this is going to help and it's going to make someone look at themselves and be like, hey, I like how I look and I like the things that I see in the mirror. And you know what? I shouldn't be changing that part of me for anyone. And I'm so happy that I'm making this podcast and, you know, just expressing every single thing I'm talking about and letting people listen to me and letting people relate to things I've said. And you know what, if my struggle and the things I've dealt with helps people, then I'm gonna keep doing it until the day I die. So I want to say that it is the ending of this podcast. I don't want to leave. I don't want to, but I have to go. I have such a busy day. School is really kicking my butt. I love my teachers, but hello. Hello. But yeah. I'm so ready for you guys to listen to the next podcast. But I hope you really enjoyed this one, because I did. I enjoy every single time I'm talking to anyone. But I really, really hope you guys enjoyed this. Have an amazing day or night. All love and goodbye. Hello, guys. I'm your host, Ruba Osman, and welcome back to Rubrup Thoughts, episode 3. So, how are you guys doing? I'm literally so excited. I don't know why today I just got up. I was like, let's do this. We're making an episode today. I do not care if I have overdue assignments. Maybe I should care. But I'm so excited to do this podcast and just talk as much as I can. I think I talk way too much, but it's okay. Just because. But yeah, I hope you guys have some coffee with you. I want to drink coffee, but I know it's bad for me. Maybe I should drink it. Maybe not. Maybe not, actually. But I hope you have some water, some coffee, maybe some chips, some ice cream. I'm hungry now. Damn it. But yes, I'm so ready to talk today, and I'm ready to express my emotions. But let's just get straight into it. Like, let's just really just get straight into it. I maybe not get straight into it because I always talk too much, and then I'm like 5 minutes into it and I'm talking so much about random things when I'm not supposed to. But hey, it's okay. It is okay. But yeah, I knew this was for, I guess, like, I don't know, like, project or anything. I think of this as literally, like, the most amazing thing to look forward to. And I'm just so ready to always make, like, new episodes and just keep going and keep grinding and keep thriving. Because you know what? At the end of the day, there's so much happening in this world. And just going on to here and just talking and just having people relate and just understand is just such a great thing. And just knowing I can make a difference makes me happy, okay? That's all I can say. But, yes, I'm so ready. Ow, my toe. I literally stubbed my toe. Okay, so today we're going to be talking more about society. Society, parents. We love talking about parents. Yay, haha, woo. but things like that. We're going to be talking just about how I think they look at us. Does that even make sense? Like, literally, my English is getting worse and worse. I need to go back to school, or I'm not going to be able. Like, I'm literally not going to be able to talk to anyone. Like, I will literally need a translator. Translator? Translator, right? Or, like, I could use, like, my phone, because you can translate. Anyways. But, I just want to say, wow, this world is, like, can be such a sad place. It could be, like, such a cruel place, and, like, it's just, oh my god, it's so sad when you, I don't watch the news anymore. I actually stopped watching the news for a little bit, because I'm the type of person to, like, just get mad over certain topics that the news talk about, and I don't like watching it, so I don't. And if I want to know anything that's happening, I'll just go and search it up myself, if I truly want to know, or, you know, my mom will tell me, or whatever. My grandma loves the news, so she always tells me everything that's going on. I don't want to know that much, and if it's not personally important, then I don't want to know. I really don't. I'm not saying the world is always crazy and always just horrible. I don't want to say horrible, but like a bad place to be at, because we live here. There's so many amazing and cool things that happen in this world. And you know what? The other thing is, I feel like we have, like, in society, we have this, like, thing called, like, a society rank, or like a social media rank, I guess. There are various different little, like, boxes. There is the most popular to the lamos. I don't know why I put lamos in there. I just came out and I just said it. You know, like, have you ever, like, okay, no, maybe you guys haven't heard it, but it was, like, an elementary thing. It was, like, stop. Don't talk to me, loser, lame-o, wannabe, like, oh, yeah, totally, totally. Okay, yeah, maybe you guys haven't heard that, but that was something, so I just said lame-o in there, because that was something from a song from elementary school that we did. I know it was really stupid. Anyways, to, like, oh my god, but yeah, it goes from the most popular to the lame-os, to the people who have the happiest and they're living the best life, to the people who are struggling to the best, to the body goals, to the ones who are just trying to fit in this world's perspective and how they need to look. And you know what? Sometimes in the younger generation, it is hard to ever understand how to please anyone, yet they're still be trending. There's like all these trending things. I literally have never done anything that was trending. Maybe clothing, okay? I am the person who buys so much clothing, but it's a thing of, like, I get scared, because I would say I'm a little bit of a bigger type of person. Like, I have bigger thighs. I'm not flat. Like, my stomach's not flat. Like, you know what? Like, I'm bigger. And so these clothings that I pick out, a lot of people I used to be friends with, they just be like, hey, like, this is for more smaller girls, you don't match with more skinnier girls. And I'm looking at myself, I'm like, I look good, like, but what? But also I look at myself, I'm like, maybe they are right, maybe I don't fit with what I'm picking out as cute clothing. And that's something I hate, but I have thought about those type of things. But, like, again, one thing in this world are, of course, the people, like, just like I said, especially, I would say, my parents. I love my parents, but, like, I know a lot of kids' parents, right? Kids' parents, our parents, our mom and dad are the biggest judges. Like, they can literally go to the X Factor. Like, American Idol who? Like, they can literally be there. They will be the biggest judges. It does not matter. They will say whatever is on their mind. Like, they are literally, okay, Simon, you know Simon from, like, the X Factor? Yes. Yes, that's literally my mom. That's literally my mom. Like, oh my god. He always, like, points out all these people that are, like, bad and he doesn't really care about it. That's my mom over here. It's so bad, but literally that's how I have to deal with that, like, every day. I love her, but it's like, girl, calm down, okay? And they're the powerhouses because they have everything for their kid in their own hands. Literally, they have the power to do anything, and it's in their hands. Well, not literally, but, like, it's literally, I mean, you know, it's in their hands, okay? It's in their hands. Like, it's crazy. But the one thing that seems like, you know, they never have in their pockets of answers is the emotions, the struggles, and the mental state of their children. For some reason, when you dig into, okay, like, you know, like, when you, like, clean, like, your like, dad is, like, cleaning out his pocket, and he goes into, he's like, oh, my God, I literally found this penny from, like, I thought I lost it, and I had it from, like, years ago. That type of thing. Yeah, for some reason, even when they're trying to dig it all out, they still cannot find where the kid's emotions are and how to deal with it and how to deal with their mental state. That's something they never seem to have. And you know what? They seem to have the world's eyes of their already of how their children or teen children are and not the reality of what is actually happening around or with them. When we say we are tired, it's because of our phones. When we say we are sad, it's because we never leave our room. When we cannot focus, it's because of video games. Yet it's none of that is sometimes true. We are tired because of our thoughts seem to always keep us up at night. We were sad because we dealt with a friend fight or someone called us names or we feel alone. We can't focus because we have so much responsibilities that could happen and they think that we don't. And you know what? Parents are open-minded about other things, but it never seems to happen in their children's life. They're never really open-minded with what's going on. And that's a normal thing, I feel like. That's something that, yeah, parents deal with. And yes, mothers and fathers, your child can also deal with stress or anxiety and things like that. It does not matter if you think they're too young, but to give you some news, school is stressful. Friendships are stressful. Sports are stressful. Moms and dads can be stressful too. And that's something that they don't really think about. They're like, no. Like, where do you get the stress from? Where do you get the stress from? Like, it's from your phone. You use your phone too much. Like, hello, mom? Like, you literally took my phone away, like, 2 weeks ago. Do you not remember that? Like, I don't have technology. Like, hello? Like, it's things like that. It's just, like, we do deal with these type of things. It doesn't matter what age we are. We struggle with those type of things. And sometimes our parents could be not one of the main, but are like side topics of why we struggle with our emotions. And yes, I know my parents are struggling with bills or coworkers or etc., but putting those on your children is not fair because it's not their fault. And you know that if they complained about anything you said, you would have made their life a little harder. Y'all do not want your children distant or keep secrets from you guys, but when you put everything on them and don't acknowledge their feelings, they'll certainly push you guys away. And it's something that I love my mom and my stepdad. They mean everything to me, but it's very difficult to express myself around them because I never want to disappoint them in any way. And that's just so upsetting because I love them so much and I never want to put my problems upon them, but it's like not every day, but like there's moments where they would put pressure because the bills or coworkers. And honestly, like, your guys' coworkers are our type of classmates. Like, that's what I'm saying. When your coworker is being annoying and disrespectful or just calling you some names, like, that's your children's classmates calling them names. So, like, that's something you guys can low-key relate to. Like, that's something that you guys can go be, like, buddy up to. You know what I'm saying? That's literally me. Okay, the noises I did was, like, me fist bumping and then slapping my hand because I have no other friends around me. Again, quarantine really sucks. But, yeah, it's like you can't expect so much from me and you can't expect me not to say anything. But it's like when you tell me that my words are like, I guess like you guys are putting like putting me in a position where, like, my words are not enough for you to listen to me, it's annoying. It, of course, annoys us. You can't expect us not to be annoyed. And no, we are not being just regular teenagers having these moments where we scream at you. We don't mean to, but it's like every single day or as many days as possible, you put these thoughts and saying that we are struggling with those things. It's something that I don't like. Like, I don't want you to tell me why I'm struggling with them. I want you to listen and help me because I'm struggling with those things. And the other thing is, I don't believe in the fact that you should be blaming your kids with, like, certain things, or even saying, like, I paid for your food, I paid for the clothing you wear, you live under my roof, like, I'm paying for your rent. It's like, you are my mom and my dad, you're supposed to. I thought that's the thing. Like, we are learning to become one of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to learn to become parents too soon. Not soon. Actually, no, not soon. I'm 16. But, like, you know, like, in the future, you guys are supposed to be my role models, and that's something that you have to learn. And, like, you brought this kid, or you brought me, or any type of person, or whatever, into this world knowing you have responsibilities, and you have to pay for certain things, like clothing, for food, for everything. And they're not old enough to get a job, they're not old enough to do certain things, but you cannot put that upon them. That's not something you should be blaming them for, and that's something I get annoyed, because that's not their problem in a way, you know? And of course, I may be sounding disrespectful, but I'm not trying to. It's just something that you cannot put more stress on things that they're already so much stressed about. And it's, I just get annoyed, and I just get very, like, bothered by the fact that, like, they're doing that. And it's just, and, like, maybe you guys don't mean it, but, like, telling your kids, like, certain things can really overwhelm them. And you know what? I literally will do anything for my parents, but I've learned that my emotions and my thoughts shouldn't be something that someone should be disappointed in, because I can't control that. Expressing myself and or even expressing yourself, you should never be ashamed of it, because it's always going to be a scary thing to explain to with someone, but that shouldn't be the reason why you get in trouble. It is an understanding that your parents don't know how to truly help you, but even just sitting down and just listening to you is, like, the best feeling in the world. Like, I'm being serious. Like, when my mom just comes to me and just sits down knowing I had a bad day, just listening to me and then just hugging me and saying, like, everything's gonna be okay, and kiss my cheek or whatever and walk away, I feel like a better person. I feel like I truly did something, because my mom is, like, pretty young. That's what a lot of, like, my friends say. My mom's, like, young. She is 37. She turned 37, right? I don't know, okay? I'm not really good at ages. I barely remember my age. I forgot my birthday, okay? I'm sorry. But, like, I feel like in quarantine, you, like, if it's your birthday, like, during quarantine, did you forget about it? Or was that just me? Okay, anyways, that's so stupid to ask. off topic, but yeah, just having them to listen is something that I love about my mom and my grandma. Oh my god, she will listen to me for hours complaining about the dumbest things, but it's like, when I leave my grandparents' house, I feel good, I feel happy, and I feel like I'm like, there's like this pressure that was, like, lifted off my shoulders. And that's something that I'm so truly, like, truly, truly thankful for. And it is an understanding that maybe your parents, I know my parents, don't know, like, what to do and how to respond to their daughter's lives or their son's life, but listening again and just sitting and just reassuring, like, having that reassurance from your parents, the biggest thing, knowing that them saying, like, you are worth it, you are good enough, and saying I love you is such a great feeling. Like, oh, excuse me, but just having that is such, it's like, I love my mom, and when she tells me that, it's just like knowing that, like, yes, I am. Because your friends, when they say, like, I'm like, oh, thank you, because, like, it makes me feel good. But from your parents, it feels like a different it's just a different type of like good feeling. And it's like, oh, thank you, mom, for telling me that. And I feel just better in a way. And sometimes I'm like, no, I don't believe you. But deep down at night when like I heard her say that, I feel better. And you just telling me you love me. I know, of course, my mom does not tell me she loves me or to know she loves me. I know she does. But it's like when she says it, it's like, it's a better feeling. And it just makes me happy. And I'll just smile and know like, hey, like, I have my mom at the end of the day. If it doesn't matter, I could lose every single person in life knowing that I have my mom and my grandma. It's like, and of course my grandpa is like the best feeling in the world, knowing that they do love me. And of course my siblings, like knowing that they love me, it's just the little things. Oh my god, they truly make people feel better and safer. And especially at moments when they do not feel safe with their thoughts, because that's a scary thing. Like, you know, the biggest, I know every parent says, and my mom always says, the biggest fear they always have is losing their kid. That's the one thing they always are scared of. And you know, in reality, sometimes depression, anxiety does end up making a lot of parents lose their kid. And that's something that is so, oh my god, it's so sad. And it's like very upsetting, but it's something that it happens, and we have to deal with, and we have to understand, and we have to really just get together and just know that there's so much more as a parent you can do for your kid, just to feel safe, just to feel like these thoughts are going to happen, but at least I have my mom to just listen and just understand me, just to know that my parents will truly just love me no matter what I have or what I'm dealing with or what happens in my life. And I love it. I love when my friends say how much their parents love them, or I love how close some of my friends are with their moms or their dads. It just feels such a great feeling, because I am very close to my mom and I literally love her, and I'm very close with her, and it's just like, oh, I love it. I love it so much. It's such a great feeling, and I'm forever grateful for her, and I'll never, a day will never go by when I'm not grateful for her. And I feel like when I have these type of feelings, and knowing that she's very judgmental, but knowing that she just listens to me and she still loves me, is such a great feeling. And it's something that you need to like go and tell your mom and your parents you love them. And yeah, it gets hard with your emotions, and you don't know how to fix yourself in a way, and you don't know how to really just truly be happy. Just spending time with them makes everything seem 10 times better. Anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed this one. This one was a really, really short one. Even if though it was a short one, I love talking. I literally love talking. I love just expressing myself. And I know I made many jokes then and there. I'm so sorry. I'm the type of person to make so many jokes. But I hope you guys learned something today. And I hope to the parents and to the kids to know that y'all, things are going to happen in you guys' relationship. It's a mom to daughter, or mom to son, or parents to daughter, parents to son. I don't even know what I'm saying, but those type of things will happen. You'll get into fights, you'll have those moments, but at the end of the day, just check on with your parents and check in with your daughter and son, and just be there, because especially at these moments it gets really scary and it's really hard and a lot happens. And just knowing that you have someone to listen, you have someone every single day to just be there for you, it's such a great feeling. And again, I'm so truly sorry to people who have lost their daughters or sons to depression, anxiety, and I'm sorry if even kids have lost their parents to anxiety, depression. It's a hard thing, and I really hope you find your closure and find something to truly just remind you of them, but also make you happier every single day, just in moments like this, and just in moments, in every single moment in life, until the day you die. And again, I'm so ready for you guys to see the next podcast, and have an amazing day and night. Ew. I'm so sorry for everyone's ears. All love and goodbye.